Welcome to the Cove's audio articles. You can listen to some of the Cove's best articles rather than read them. The article is titled "Things of an Unsuspecting Leader" and was written by Josh Fordham. Introduction. That Josh has never considered himself a natural or influential leader. He feels he's far from the typical officer, relatively introverted. And full of self-doubt. So imagine his face as an unsuspecting junior officer thrust into the limelight to command, manage, and most importantly, lead a talented group of people for the first time. It was a diverse pool of individuals from all walks of life and with varied education experiences and expectations. He was a fresh-faced 18-year-old with almost no relative life experience. How was he going to achieve this monumental task? If you're about to call his bluff and say, there's no way he magically developed the leadership skills of Hornblower overnight and nailed the assignment, you'd be 100% correct. He failed. He failed miserably. He didn't set boundaries, didn't use the assets around him, but he did start learning, even when he didn't realize it. John F. Kennedy once said, "Leadership and learning are indispensable to each other. It allows for reflection, development of skills and knowledge, and puts us into a position to better support those within our charge." For the longest time, Josh focused purely on experiential learning. As he grew older, progressed in his career, and gained more exposure, he remediated that shortfall and shifted his learning strategy. Josh expanded from role models, good and bad, to then include readings, external short courses, and professional coaching. This exposed him to the ideas of servant and adaptive leadership concepts that he still reviews and which improve his understanding of to this day. Values and philosophies. All the aforementioned learning wouldn't have been much use if he didn't have a method of application. To better enable himself as a leader, he decided to understand himself more through determining his values and to develop a set of philosophies/questions to ask himself. Philosophies are important for Josh as they guide who he is as a leader by being intrinsically linked to his personal values. Spend some time reflecting on what matters most to you. Those things that if you were to go against them, you would feel a deep sense of dread. Values are integral to our personas and don't change, versus beliefs, which can. Personally, Josh's values are family, always be there for them. You can't replace them. The work will either still be there when you... or it will be captured by someone else. Trust. Critically important that you trust your team and that they trust you. You can't be everything, everywhere, all the time, so trust in your people. Honesty. Linked very strongly to trust. Honesty will drive trust, but presents opportunities to show vulnerability and humility. Two key traits essential for leadership. Getting back to the philosophies, They help set a framework around how you approach your leadership role. Whilst there are a significant number of books on this topic, Marcus Aurelius's Meditations is an excellent one. Okay. Marcus Aurelius's Meditations is an excellent one. Josh has picked up a few throughout his career, which he hopes strike a chord. Never make your team / your subordinates do things that you wouldn't be prepared. Never make the team / your subordinates do things that you wouldn't be prepared to do yourself. This drives resentment, breeds distrust, and ultimately results in a breakdown of team dynamics. Get in there and help out. Bonding through shared events has great relationship building traits. Without the team, you are nothing, but together you can be unstoppable. For the military, being a leader is generally associated with a position of authority, e.g., a platoon commander. Josh would extend this to those of us who are single points of failure. Josh would extend this to those of us who are single points of failure as subject matter experts. We all know them. They're the person who becomes or makes themselves a center of gravity for an activity. This philosophy focuses on ensuring you build up those around you in such a way that if you leave, there is minimal impact to achieving the objective. The team should be able to pick up the ball and keep running in your absence. If they can't, you've failed them. Context is everything. When a situation occurs, take a little time to understand and consider the context of those involved. Ask yourself questions such as, what are they thinking about? What pressures are upon them? What is their background or external factors which may be influencing their actions? This will assist in holistic decision making as well as reducing emotionally driven responses. Look after yourself. Despite hearing this often as a young lieutenant, this took Josh far too long to truly understand. It's one of those sayings which, while often touted, we are culturally indoctrinated to work ourselves to the bone. This really hit home for him during a recent period of long service leave. He was worn out from multiple high-tempo roles, a lot self-inflicted, and decided he needed a break to detach. What concerned Josh was the amount of affirmation towards his decision being courageous. Whilst he appreciated the sentiment, collectively we need to take better care of ourselves. Learn and recognize the signs of burnout, both for you and the team. Then take action. Leaving it too late can be disastrous. As leaders, if we don't look after ourselves, we can't look after anyone else, which ultimately results in mission failure. Questions for context. As a new leader, or even as someone with little exposure to situation management, having a simple framework can make dealings that much easier. It helps to keep you grounded and focused and to prioritize the right information and/or actions. What Josh has developed over the years is as follows. How can I help? It seems simple, but considering and asking how can you assist is important, not just for those potentially requiring support, but to highlight you care. This helps build trust and openness within the team, who will be more than willing to come to you in the future. What is within my ability to control or influence? Sometimes the only how in helping is by raising the situation higher, as authorities in that instance may sit above your level. read and understand the policy, consider how best to support the member, and provide recommendations. This should still be done even if the authority has been delegated to yourself. The recommendations are for you alone to consider this time. It demonstrates deliberate thought in your judgments and ensures you can justify your actions. What is the right action/decision? This is the tricky part, because right generally means the most difficult. It may also mean a negative outcome for a subordinate, peer, superior, colleague, friend, etc. The Commander's Guide to Decision Making can help here, but Josh would offer that it's a balance of what is best for the member, including their needs and desires, against the needs of/impact to the organisation. What can I learn from this? Take time to reflect. Capture your reflections so that you can reflect on them again in the future. If we don't continually learn, we're bound to have history repeat itself. A real-life example relates to multiple units in Josh's career not using the after-action review from the previous iteration of that activity, or similar ones, as a start state for planning, resulting in the same mistakes being made again. If we reflect and fail to learn from them, then it becomes a lesson in superfluous staff work. Conclusion. Not everyone is born to be a leader. Whilst there are those who naturally thrive in leadership positions, others need a bit of assistance. Some jump into the spotlight without a full appreciation of what they're getting into, and some don't seek it at all, but unwittingly find themselves at the front of the whole room looking at them. The philosophies and considerations above are not all, and some don't seek it at all, but unwittingly find themselves at the front with the whole room looking at them. The philosophies and considerations above are not exhaustive nor all-knowing. They're an anthology of experiences gained throughout Josh's career, one which he hopes help all those who read it in some way, shape, or form. Thanks for listening to this audio article by The Cove. Don't forget to download The Cove app. It's PME in your pocket, anywhere, anytime.